Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Naval Group will hold Australia to account after the abrupt termination of the contract to build 12 submarines, a contract worth 56 billion euros. They will now estimate the amount of compensation due. The French company will communicate its plans in the coming weeks. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, Jean-Yves Le Drian, will meet today in New York with his American counterpart to discuss the subject, with the objective being to appease the tensions between France and the United States, who took over the contract. Emmanuel Macron and Joe Biden have already had a telephone conversation yesterday and announced commitments to restore confidence between Paris and Washington. The French ambassador will be back next week in the United States. Dozens of health professionals have been identified for having illegally consulted Emmanuel Macron's vaccination card. One suspect could be at the origin of the leak of the head of state's QR code on social networks. If identified, they risk disciplinary sanctions from the health authorities. Teachers are taking to the streets today as trade unions call for strike action to denounce a lack of resources and the deterioration of working conditions. They demand wage increases as MPs examine the national education budget. A new protest is scheduled for October the 5th. Spanish King Felipe VI is expected today in the Canaries, where a volcano has been erupting since Sunday on the island of Palma. It could continue for another 3 months. So far, thousands of people have been evacuated, and local authorities fear massive pollution due to toxic gas emissions. A large cloud of ash is visible in the sky, which might make its way across France this weekend. After incidents last night during the course of a Ligue 1 match, a disciplinary commission will meet this evening. Marseille and Angers fans began fighting at the pitch side after a 0-0 draw. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.